the Lord. What a conference. Maybe it was not just a conference, but a preparation. The Lord has revealed much to us and showed us, because He wants to prepare us to become this true worshiper. It's not enough to just have a good conference and go back home and to do what you have done before. But we are prepared. The Lord has revealed much to us. Not just that we will bury that in the ground, but that we will use it and trade with it. Praise the Lord. Before we go to Matthew 25, let's read 1 Peter 5, 2 verse 5. 1 Peter 2 verse 5. And you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. This verse was the focus in our young people's conferences. Still is, because God shows us here how the true worshippers, how they are and what they should do. First Peter says here that you are being built up as living stones into a spiritual house. And this has to be the start of all things. God wants to have a spiritual house. He is, from the starting of the Bible to the end, the God of building up. He wants to have a house. I believe that many of us have been impressed, and we saw that God doesn't just want to have individual believers who are somehow scattered. Rather, God wants to have a house, a spiritual house. God has revealed that to us. His house today is the church. It's the place of worship, is Jerusalem in a spiritual sense. Back there in Jerusalem, God had the temple, and the temple was His house. And today, in our time, we are building up in a diligent way in the church. But why do we do that? Why does God want to have a house? We saw it clearly. God needs a house, not just to have a house for the sake of having a house that He can dwell in it, but rather the second part from this verse in 1 Peter says that is to offer up sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices, and that's why God's house is there. When we build the church, then the Lord has given us a new and clear view and focus why the house should be built up, so that God can have this true sacrifices which He has been longing for. But we also have seen, we have been concentrating ourselves on the building up of the church. We have always been speaking that the Lord wants to have a house. We spoke that the church has to be built up, which is the house of God. And we have done so much. We have sang many spiritual songs, which is good, because it's a spiritual substance that will build us up. Oftentimes the Lord gives us light inwardly and shows us much about concerning the building up. We consider much what we can do to build up the house, and this is good and correct. But this time, in this conference, there's a going up, ascension. We are not just talking that we want to build a house, but rather now we ask ourselves, what do we do in the house of God? What should we do after the house has been built up? Yes, we have done so much for the building up, but now is the time that we start to do exactly this purpose why the house has been built, which is to offer up sacrifices. It doesn't mean that we are now stopping to build the house. No. We still need the elements for the building up. We need a word of encouragement in the meeting. Sometimes we need a prophetic word. I do not want to call that messages because we are so used to the traditions of having a message. We know our traditions and we know that we often come just to listen to our message. We have seen that clearly this time. But it doesn't mean that now we will not have any more prophetic speaking. Yes, we do need it. For what? For what purpose? It's for the building up. The prophetic word in the church is so that the spiritual house can be built up. Just as Paul said in Ephesians, we supply a word for the needed, for the necessary edification. Sometimes you receive something. You receive a revelation in the meeting. The Lord opened up your eyes for a certain matter, and the Lord shows you, and He opens up your inner eyes, and you see, oh, here, the Lord has to change me. But you do not have the experience. You have not really entered clearly into this reality, because at this very moment the Lord just revealed to you. You do have a revelation, and then in the meeting, when you are there, the Lord enlightens you inwardly. He spoke to you. Then you can say a word of encouragement. You give a testimony. The Lord has opened up my eyes today. I have not really comprehended fully, but the Lord has given me light. He has taken a veil away. And now I say to you, brothers and sisters, I want to experience it. I have not really comprehended fully, but I exercise my faith. I exercise. I've seen it and I exercise. Amen. I want to enter into the reality. And this is what we need continually. This type of testimony of encouragement of revelation is still needed. Why? Because it is for the building of the spiritual house. It's for the house. You still have to build the house with an encouragement, with life, with revelation, just like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, Brethren, when you come together, then someone has a sum. Maybe you have not experienced everything in this psalm, but you want to enter into the reality God has shown you. You come to the meeting, and then you have a psalm. Amen. And then you go on. We should still go on to bring psalm. You have a revelation. Just like Paul mentioned, a revelation, a prophetic word, a prophecy was the Lord has given. If you were to read 1 Corinthians 14, 26, what is that for? It's for edification. Let's read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, let all things be done for edification. Praise the Lord. All these things in the meeting, which we practice, we have been practicing, where we have been exercising, to open our mouth. Amen. And that was for the necessary edification, and the edification building up is necessary. We need to be built up. Still necessary, but do not stay put. Think that that was for the necessary building up, but now the Lord has shown us. Why you build? Why have you brought all this to us? So that now we can press on, go on to bring offerings, sacrifices to the Father. After Peter said, after you have been built up a spiritual house, he continued on to say, not just building up, being built up, but to offer spiritual sacrifices. So that's why now we see we have the building up here. We have concentrated ourselves much on the building up. We brought, we praised, and we spoke in faith, and there was all, these are all necessary. And now the Lord shows us He needs true worshippers. And this is the red box there. It's above, on top of the spiritual house. It's a level higher, it's ascension. We have spent much time in the first level in this house. We sang much. We exercise our spirit and our faith. This is good. We should continue on. But now we learn bit by bit, point by point, not just to stay there in the first stage. It's good when you bring a song and you have enjoyed the song. Excellent, but do not stay just at that level. Now you have to tell the Lord, from now on, I want to bring you a spiritual sacrifice. I want to prepare it at home. I want to bring you a meal offering, a burnt offering. When I'm on Sunday in a meeting, not just to build, I want to go on. Do you see this? Do you see this ascension? It's going up, ascension. Is, I don't know what, update. Going on, not just that we are throwing that away. No, we do not throw the first stage away. We have to build on top. We now have to go on and tell the Lord, Lord, from now on, we exercise day for day, week for week to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Do we want to do that? From now on, let us all do an update. Obtain an update from the Lord. Tell the Lord, give me an update. Praise the Lord. And then we have also seen that in the talents, what the Lord has spoken in Matthew 25 is truly speaking about the true worshippers. We know, many of us know this parable of the talents for a long, long time, but I want to just mention today, in this parable what we see is that it is not sufficient to bring back what the Lord has given to you. Yes, we all have received talents. And it doesn't matter how many you have received, you can just forget about the numbers. You have at least one talent. But God is expecting that you increase this one talent when the Lord comes. Or when it's about the spiritual sacrifices, then you cannot take that one talent back to God. It doesn't work. You can't say to God, here, here is yours. Yes, you have received the Lord and now He's dwelling in you. And you are saved. But the Christ which you have received at the day of your salvation, this Christ, you can't just give it back to God as a sacrifice. No, this doesn't work. You can't give Him back this one talent as a sacrifice. You can't tell the Lord when He comes back, this is yours. But rather, this talent you have to increase. You have to use it, and it has to increase. And then what you have gained, the second talent, and that one you can offer up to God. And that you can offer. Your first talent you cannot offer sacrifice. We cannot deceive ourselves. Yeah, I'm saved. I'm always in a meeting. I have always been done this, doing this and that. But when the Lord comes back, I will enter into the kingdom. No. We see clearly If you want to enter into the kingdom and you're a good and faithful servant, then you have to be a good and faithful worshiper who increases his talent. And this talent, after you have increased it, you can bring it back to God as a sacrifice. And this is the entrance into the kingdom. We live in a time where the Lord is coming back soon. We have said that many, many times, and the time will always be shorter. You just need to look at the political situations. You just need to look at the situations in the church. There are so many proofs that the Lord will come back in our time. Do not think that the Lord is going to wait for many, many more generations. No, this generation, the Lord will and He wants to come back. And therefore, it's not about just have something fundamental, to have a basic building up. But now what's missing in order to enter into the kingdom is this second talent which we have gained. This is still lacking. We have building up, we have edification. But when the Lord comes back, you can't just enter into the kingdom with just one talent. You have to increase it. You must have increased something. The Lord has to grow in you. And that growth, the increase, the one that you have gained, you bring back. You give back to the Lord. And then the Lord will tell you, well done, you good and faithful servant. If not, if we have not increased our talent and we bury it in the ground, you have one talent, but you have never ever offered that. You have never experienced Christ. You have never brought him back to the Father as a sacrifice. And when the Lord comes back, he will not have a good word for you. He will tell you, you wicked and lazy servant. And the result will be that he will throw you out. He has to throw you out into the outer darkness. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why will there be much weeping and gnashing? Because we have seen how easy it is and what we should do and what we have to do. We receive, and the Lord has shown us, and yet I've missed this opportunity. And when the Lord comes back, I will have much to weep. I will have to repent. I will have to recall and regret, what have I done? I was here. I have a talent, but I did not increase it. Oh, how stupid, how dumb I was. And therefore, this burden about this true worshipper is too important. And it has to do with that when the Lord comes back, that we also can enter into the kingdom with Him. If you are when you become a true worshipper, you have many advantages. On one hand, the best thing, which is that the Father will be satisfied and He will be glorified. But then do not think that you have disadvantages. No. You may think that you have a disadvantage because now you have to do this or that. No, in the end, you enter into the kingdom and you can reign together with Christ in these 1,000 years. It is worth it to become this true worshipper. So let us in this case give ourselves to the Lord and tell Him, Lord, I want to be a true worshipper. Amen. When we go back home, or in where we come from, when we are in the church back home, we should not give a teaching about this true worshipper. We do not need that. We do not need to go back and tell everyone, you all have to become this true worshipper. Otherwise, it is out of with you. It's the end of you. It's not a teaching. It's not a doctrine. It's not a teaching where we go forth and teach everyone how to do that. No. The way to become the true worshipper to have this true worship is that you simply do it. Don't teach. Don't interpret about it and teach everyone. Yes, now I'm the teacher, I tell you all. No, no, how it should work. No, we do not need that. Just simply go forth and do it. Just do it. Simply be a true worshipper, and when you know, then you will become, when you do that, you will become an example, and the whole church will see, wow, what's that? Not that you have given her a message and to become a true worshipper and everyone is dead. No. You come in and you exercise, and Johnny stand up and say, yeah, now I've prepared a meal offering, and the other one say, I've brought a burnt offering, and now I've experienced the peace offering, the sin offering, the transfer offering, the wave offering, and everything. We have all the offerings, sacrifices. Won't you think that the church will say, wow, praise the Lord? I think no one will be against that. Everyone will be rejoicing and say, yes, I also want to go on. I have the house, we have the building, and now we have the sacrifices. And God will say, hallelujah, wonderful, praise the Lord. Isn't that good? So therefore, 1 Peter 2 verse 4 says that, what did he say? You, 1 Peter 4 verse 12, do not let anyone, First Timothy 2 verse 12, let no one despise your youth. You young people, you have to really achieve this. It's a good and wonderful exercise field for all the young people. Do not let anyone despise your youth. And here, does it say to become a teacher, a pastor, a preacher? No, here it says to be an example. To be an example to the believers in word. In what word? In the word about the worshippers. This word has to become our reality. And when you are an example in word, it means that you do not just know the word, but you do it. You do the word, not just hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. When we all can be this example, how much will that influence the church in a positive way? And the Father will then receive His glory. Do we not want to do that? Try it and do it. Practice. Exercise. And when we give a testimony and bring sacrifice, then we should make it short, to the point. And living. And it's good before we give the Father a big bouquet, you give him a big bouquet of roses as an offer, as a sacrifice. Before you give him this bouquet, cut away all the leaves. Leave left, right, top, bottom, take away all that's not necessary. Long stories. Oh, a lot of explanations. Oh, I've experienced. I was in a train and there was a woman. The woman's name was. And then she had a dog. And then she came out from the hospital and she was going with the subway to this location. And all these leaves, cut it away. Cut. Cut it all away. Away, done with it, and say just what the Lord has worked. Come to the point and offer your Christ. And I also want to do that. Praise the Lord. Now that's the end of my show.